Okay, let's get started on this visualization to connect with one of your guides. This isn't necessarily one of the, I need to envision myself in all white and sit in a yoga pose and breathe in a certain way. This is intended to be a little more casual, a little more approachable for us. And there's nothing wrong with those other types of visualizations. And I certainly share those as well from time to time. But I just wanted something a little more approachable in the activity that we're going to do today. So today's theme is that of a picnic shelter or a campground picnic shelter. And if you don't have that in your awareness, you can substitute something here regarding a gathering of different people, but there are pockets of people. So when I am envisioning this location for us, it is, you know, if you go to maybe a certain campground at a national park or something like that, there are those different sections where maybe there's a family reunion in one section, and then there's just a smaller group of maybe friends in one other picnic location, and then somewhere else it's just a couple hanging out with their dog. There are different locations, and we're going to visualize walking down a path to a certain location, and at that location, you're going to meet one of your guides. So right off of the bat, let's set that intention for ourselves. So to do that, we can say, I am playing in the energy today of my highest and best self, and I ask, and it is my intent, to receive and experience a connection with one of my guides. I am thankful for this experience, and I know that my soul knows and remembers this sacred relationship. Perfect. And if you can just not only say those words, but think of that and really feel it through your heart. Just imagine that your heart is beaming out this pulse of light that says, I am ready to remember, and I am ready to connect with one of my guides. Beautiful. So go ahead and shake out any tension that you might be holding in your body. And for all of us, that looks a little different depending on our day and the type of day we've had, honestly. So you may want to rotate your feet and let your ankles move around a little. You may want to even shake out your hands or shrug your shoulders up and down. Just feel wherever there's tension, wherever you're holding some tension in your body, and just let that release. And if you want to take that a little bit extra, an extra step there, you can also send in your mind, you can send love to that spot, because whatever it was holding tension for wasn't necessarily bad. Your body was holding tension as a way to help you experience something. So if you had a day where you sat in traffic a lot and you come home and your shoulders are tight and your lower back just feels a little cranky, you were keeping yourself safe out in the world. You were keeping yourself safe in traffic. You were navigating your way through something. So don't resent the discomfort that your body is sending you. Just show some appreciation for it. Hey, thanks, man, for helping me make my way through my day to day, but I'm good. I've got it from here. So you don't need to hold that tension anymore. And then just set your dial on your radio for yourself to fun. This is a playful experience. And we do that for a few reasons. I am definitely one who frequently travels different realms and dimensions and all of that. And I can tell you that the best way to access those is through a frequency of lightness, through a frequency of play, through a frequency of fun. And that doesn't mean that we aren't fully grounded and embodied in our physical selves. It means for the time being that we are participating in this activity. We're just going to have fun. We're going to relax. We're not going to weigh ourselves down with expectation. We're not going to think about, what is that other person next to me doing? Are they experiencing something? Did they meet a guide? Did they have my guide? Can I get this wrong? Am I doing it the right way? We're going to We're going to let all of that go. We're just here to see what can come up for us. And you're welcome to come back and listen to this at any other time that you want to try to connect again. So you could get a different result every time. And often my students do. So now that we've released and acknowledged the tension in our body and sent it away with love and gratitude, if it feels right for you to close your eyes, that's helpful to center in to the space of your conscious connection. So if we are removing the things that surround us, then we kind of are able to expand our internal vision if we aren't distracted by the external vision. So if it is safe for you to do so and it feels right, close your eyes. And let's just set another intent here, a prayer for connection, for highest and best good, not just of ourselves, but whoever else is in this space with us, who is listening to this at the same time that we are, who may be experiencing it at the same time. We want everyone to have the most enlightening and elevated experience that is right for their soul at this time. And we are so thankful and appreciative to all of the angels, guides, and ancestors who are showing up to this space to help us understand that we're not alone. We always have support, whether we hear, see, sense, feel, know it by the minute. It is always around us, and there's so much, so much around us that we don't witness, but that doesn't mean that it isn't there. So we thank everyone for co-creating this experience with us. So I want you now to picture that image that we talked about earlier, the campground scenario. So for me, I'm just going to walk you through the visual that I have in my head. If something else feels right for you, by all means, go for it. Color your own picture. But for me, I am imagining that I drove up to this parking lot and I've gotten out of the car. Maybe I have a backpack with me because I'm going to have a little bit of a lunch. And when I step out of the car, it is the most perfect day. It is sunshiny and bright, but it's not too hot. It's not too cold. Everything around me is alive. I can hear the birds chirping. I maybe see some kids playing frisbee or playing soccer. Everyone who is in this space with me is the highest version of themselves. They are happy. They are laughing. They're carefree. Everybody is having such an amazing time. And as I walk a little farther away from my car and I hear and I feel my footsteps, and I'm one to embellish as much as I can. So even in my visualization here, if I look down, I'm seeing a pair of hiking boots that I own, because that's kind of, for me, a representation of a journey. I know I'm going to go somewhere special if I have these boots on. So if you have something like that for you, go ahead and imagine you look down and you see that on your feet. But I hear my footsteps on, it's a gravel path, so there's kind of that crunch of walking on gravel, and I see as I walk farther away from the car, there is this fence, and there's a gate on the fence and a sign that says, "All are welcome, proceed at your highest and best ambition." And it's the kind of fence you have to kind of reach down and undo a latch, and then you open the fence toward you. It swings toward you, and or the gate swings toward you, and you walk through, and maybe you hear it clink behind you. Maybe it's a wooden gate and you kind of feel the texture of that wood on your hand. Anything you can do to really put yourself in this environment is so, so helpful as we journey. And as soon as I'm on the other side of this gate and this fence, things get a little quieter. The kids who were playing soccer or frisbee and the families and the dogs running around, that's all a little farther behind me now. I can still hear it. I know that it's there, but it's a little quieter. And there's this beautiful space of a forest, and it's pine trees and pine needles on the ground, which are very soft to walk on. And the path goes to my left, and it looks like I need to climb just a little bit. There's a bit of an incline. It's not anything that's gonna hurt me or make me work too hard for it, but there's a little bit of an elevation that I want to get to. So I'm starting along that path now, and as I walk, the path winds a little bit through some beautiful shady flowers and vines. And the path becomes a little bit narrow. And it looks like there maybe haven't been that many people ahead of me. It feels like this is something I'm discovering for myself. So I'm not going to run into somebody else. Nobody's going to be running back down the path at me. This really just feels like it's my own private path. And I can still hear birds chirping, and maybe I look out and see some squirrels or some bunnies. There's just this beautiful feeling of everything being alive and present. It feels almost like they are walking alongside me, that they have this knowledge of how sacred this journey is for me. And I walk up the trail a little more, and I see that at the top, now I'm almost at the top of a small mountain, because we didn't climb very much, but at this plateau, I see there are three picnic shelters. And they're kind of overgrown, and they're not necessarily bright and shiny and really new. They look like they've got some age to them. They've been around for a while. In my particular vision, they're kind of made out of stone, and they've got moss growing over them. So they've been here for a while, and they're really loved spaces. And I see the shadow of a being within each of the three shelters. And I'm too far away at this point. I can't make out features. I can't make out size. I just have this sense of kind of an outline of someone. And I know that it's for me to choose which one of these three I want to go and meet. And I know that I'm completely safe, and they are filled with love, and they each have a message for me, but I need to choose one. So as you consider this, picture one to your left, one in front of you, one to your right. Which one do you want to choose? Don't overthink it. Just see, maybe one feels, you feel a draw or a pull toward one. And even if you don't, just choose. There's no wrong answer here. And start to walk down your path to whichever one you selected. And you almost feel like you're starting to get a little bit antsy in yourself. Maybe you feel a little anxious in a good way, like there's something really exciting coming for you. It feels familiar. It feels like as you get closer to this being who is in this beautiful sacred space, you almost wonder, is this someone I've seen before? You know how you have that connection sometimes where you think, have we met before? This person or being feels familiar. And as you get closer, you feel yourself smiling. And some of you may even start to tear up a little bit, or you may start to involuntarily kind of giggle or let out a sigh, because you just feel that, ha, it's you. There you are. And if you're struggling with visualizing things here, look for your other senses. See if you hear something. Do you hear a voice? Do you hear words in your own voice, but within your mind? Do you feel a certain sensation on your body? Maybe it's a warmth. Maybe it feels like a touch. Maybe it feels like goosebumps or the hair on the back of your arm standing up. Or do you just have an knowing that just something comes to your mind? Not everyone sees visually in that way, but know that you can drop into any one of your senses here and still explore this environment. So take a couple of minutes here. And as you walk closer, you understand, you have the knowing, the sense, the feeling that this being is going to share a message with you. And it's going to be whatever is right and appropriate and relevant for you right now. And again, it may come in the form of a hug, a smile, a wave. It may be a word. It may be a phrase. It may be an entire transmission of something. Whatever it is, just be open to whatever and however and whoever is showing up for you right now. So sit in this moment for a while and I'll be back and we will continue our journey. All right, perfect, great. I feel so many of you getting expanded and connecting in with love, and it's so very beautiful. Right now, for whatever person or being you experienced in this space, in whatever way feels right for you, show your appreciation and thank them and show gratitude. Maybe it's a handshake, maybe it's a hug, maybe it's a little bit of a bow, whatever feels right for you. And I want you to decide alongside this being, is this a relationship you'd like to continue? And would you like to receive messages from them in the future? And if so, share with them how you would like those messages to come through. Maybe it is that you like the context of having an experience and an activity and a visualization like this, and you ask that they are here for you next time when you come to this space. Maybe it is that you would like to feel them more often in your daily life, and you can identify for them how you may like for that to happen. Would you like to see a particular symbol that reminds you of them? Would you like to see maybe a word or a name that lets you know they're around? Whatever feels right, kind of negotiate that. It's almost as if you're giving someone you just met your number so they can text you or something like that. Make that arrangement. And then start your journey back down the path, and we walk with a little bit of a lighter step on our way down, and we still pass through the beautiful shaded forest, going down the path now and still feeling so deeply connected to everything around us on this absolutely beautiful, resplendent day. And we've walked all the way down the path, down, 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 and we're back at that fence with the gate, and we're on the inside of it. So now we want to open the gate, step through, and now we start to hear those sounds of the campground. So we hear laughter, and maybe somebody has a radio on, maybe there's a dog barking, but it all feels so alive and so connected. And we close the gate behind us and we walk through the field and the gravel path back to where we started. And when it feels right, come back into your awareness of the present moment. Open your eyes and welcome back.